ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे वञ्चाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महाबदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरकृष्णे गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदालये कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तदभक्ताय भक्त्यादिहीनाय पराधलक्ष्यै क्षिप्तास्य कामादितरङ्गमध्यै कृपामयीं त्वां शरणं प्रपन्ना वृन्दे नमस्ते चरणा यं प्राप्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतत् द्वैपायनो विरहकातर्या जुहाव पुत्रीति तन्मे तया तर्वोभिनेदो तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमा तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे त्वं न मां चरणं this will try to devotees will try to take tilak daily. Without tilak the head is called smashan bhumi, mean burning
land.
Crematorium.
Les dévots de rester forcés de mettre toujours du tilak. Sans tilak, on dit que le front est comme un cimetière.
If you have not this and tulsi mala, then you are road dogs.
Si vous n'avez pas de tilak ni de quand il m'a là autour du cou, vous êtes comme des chiens de rue, des chiens perdus sans collier.
Street dogs. Street dogs. Because anyone come and shoot you.
Les chiens perdus sans collier, on peut les emmener à la fourrière tout de suite.
Because Jamdut. Jamdut are always here and there, going on and searching free dog, street dogs. Those who are not actually doing bhajan. And only it will be seen that if there is a belt, and this is like Krishna belt here, three-folded tulsi mala, and here. And if they will not see anywhere, then they will at once attack and they will take their soul and they will take it to hell. So we should try to do all devotees. They will not say that you are in Advaita Vansa or Nityananda Vansa or any Vansa or you are Goswami. They will never give up. They will at once attack and take. From tomorrow, those who are not taking tilak, Vaishnava continue. They should take.
Maharaj, dis, s'il vous plaît, dès demain, tous les dévots qui ne prennent pas de tilak, s'il vous plaît, dès demain, mettez du tilak.
That Uttara, the mother of Parikshit Maharaj, told Parikshit Maharaj, his son, my dear son, I am woman, I am not so intelligent. So please tell me the short sum and substance. What is the sham of Srimad Bhagavatam? So that I can understand very easily. Parikshit Maharaj became so happy. He wanted to concentrate his mind in the lotus feet of Krishna. But he recalled. And he became so happy that he reminded me the sweet pastimes of Krishna. So hidden things like in treasure, I remembered all. What he remembered? What was the aim of Uttara Devi? What he wanted to hear? Yes, speak. What hidden thing he wanted to hear? Can you tell something outline, very little?
Qu'est-ce que c'était que ces choses cachées qu'elle voulait donc entendre de la bouche de son fils?
Sanatana Goswami says, Bhagavad Bhakti Shastaranam Ayam Sarasya Sangraha Anubhutas Chaitanya Devetat Kriya Rupataha. So this is what Uttara Devi wanted to hear. The Bhagavad Bhakti Shastaranam, of all the Bhakti Shastras, Ayam Sarasya Sangraha, what is the very essence of that, collecting all of the Bhakti Shastras and then taking the very essence of it. And that is what she wanted to hear. And Sanatana Goswami says, Anubhutasya Chaitanya, that he experienced this directly from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inspired his heart to collect this essence and realize it. And this is the subject matter of Vyat Bhagavatamrit. And so this is what Uttara Devi wanted to hear.
Also, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Rupasya Anubhavat. No? What Rup realized here by the grace of, by the mercy of Rup, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So here he is thinking that Rup is my also Siksha Guru. No? Because Rup knows more than anyone Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's heart. So he is telling like this. But what was that thing? Very mysterious, very, what? Hidden thing. She was woman. Who? Uttara Devi was woman, no? She wants a special thing. We know that in Srimad Bhagavatam, there are so many women's life there. Like first Devahuti. No? He heard from Kapil Dev something. Then Kubja of Mathura. Then Jagyapatni. No? Jagyapatni, you know, the wife of Brahmins of Mathura. Then Satyabhama Rupini, the Mahishis of
Dwarka.
Dwarka, all these things. And the Jadav Patnis of Mathura. And also Jashoda, Devaki and Jashoda. And after that, Braj Gopis. Seven kinds of women has been characterized in Srimad Bhagavatam. Among them, Devahuti, somewhat Sankhya Yoga Mishra Bhakti, but yet it is okay. Because Satang Prasangamam Virja Sambhidau Vavanta Ritakarana Raulishayana Katha Tajosanat Asu Apabhaga Vartmani Saddha Rati Bhakti Ankrishna. She followed that thing. So his bhakti is okay. But tattva gyan is more prominent in that. And for tattva gyan, it has been told that jnane prayasa mudaparsya namanta. Because it will come in aishwarya mood, opulence mood. So it cannot control Krishna. It cannot pasibhut Krishna.
Not control him.
So, it is rejected. She don't want to be like that. She rejected. She wants something more. Kubja, not like a prostitute, he sees. She has never loved anyone except Krishna. Always Krishna. No? She had not loved any another person, only Krishna. But the thing is that his love was some selfish. She has some anyabhilash. What kind of anyabhilash? He saw Krishna and at once attracted. Before he has no love and affection. And after Krishna meant, we don't see anything. So his prem is sadharani. But it has been taken in Srimad Bhagavatam that she was also like prayasi, like a prayasi. But it is rejected here also. Because some selfishness, anyabhilash is there. Then come to Yajnapatni. Yajnapatni bhakti is certainly so admirable. So good. But they are Brahman Patni, like Gurujan. Krishna cannot accept them like that. They will have to come in another birth in the guidance of gopis. And they will have to be gopis. Otherwise Krishna cannot accept. So it is also rejected. Uttara does not want this. What more? Then Satyabhama Rukmini, the kings of Dwarka. They are really so beautiful, resembling to gopis. But their love and affection is Aishwarya Mishra. Aishwarya means?
Full of opulence.
Okay. Yeah. Aishwarya Mishra.
Aishwarya Premasitila.
They always serve Krishna in all ways, but with opulent holding their hands and some fear. Krishna is happy with this prem, but not he will be attracted and not he will be controlled with this prem. This prem is called Samanjasa. Because it is divided into so many fractions. Not full prem, whole prem. How divided? They used to love Krishna, only Krishna. But after that, 10 sons came. Her prem was divided into 11. One for Krishna, another for 10. Each. So Krishna got only 10th. And one daughter also. So it was divided into 12. Also, that's father-in-law, father, mother-in-law,
so many relatives,
so many house works, tasks, every jobs, so many things to look after. So their prem was divided into so many fractions. And Krishna, little he has. So by this prem, Krishna cannot be satisfied and cannot be controlled. And also it was some mixed with Aishwarya Gyan. Like Dashi. It is, though it is has been called Madhur Rashvakiya, but yet it is like Sita Devi, like others, but some superior. So it is also rejected. Then Devaki and Yashoda, they have affection like mother. After that. Then Jadav Patni, they are greedy to take the dust of gopis. They admire. But the same case like Satyabhama Rukmini and all. But they are always admiring gopis. Eta parataram. Eta param tanuputo bhu gopabaddho govinda eva akhilatmani rudbhava. This earth is
His life is successful because gopis are there. Gopis are most dear among all the priyasis. Uddhava tells that we want, Narad want, Shankar want, but they cannot have this type of prem. Nayamsiyo unitantaratai prasada sarjoshita nalinagand kutoru chanyam raso savai bhujaga dand grihita kantha labdhasi sangjado udgat brajasundarina. Here is the glories of gopis. Uddhava is telling that, oh, gopis are most dear to Krishna. They can control Krishna. Even Yashoda could not have that kind of frame. Though he was Vatsalyamayi, he used to control Krishna. He abandoned Krishna, see. But not prem like this. How? In Ras Mandal, at the time of all were dancing and doing kirtan, singing. Ankle belt of any gopi went here and there. Krishna collected and took all these ankle belts and he bent it in the lotus feet of gopis. He told that, oh, you are tired? Sweets are coming. And took his pitambar and washed their mouths. Has he done for Saptabhama Rukmini? Never. Gopi can do maan, but if sometimes Saptabhama Rukmini may have maan, but he will be angry, Krishna, he may tell that, oh, that should go out of my Raj Palace. And by only treating, they will pacify. So, gopis are most in the rush. Krishna took his hand around the neck of gopis. Like a child, something wanting from mother, and gives his hand around his mother's neck. Oh mother, most mother, give me that. Then mother gives something. So here Krishna is begging something. What? Pranay. Pray. He is begging from gopis. Oh, don't give up me, Krishna. Like a child he has given his hands around the neck of gopis. And begging something. What begging? He wants to test the prem of gopis. So, Krishna became a garland in the neck of gopis himself and decorated gopis neck. He had not done for anyone, for Dwarka, Mahishi, or for anyone he had not done. So what to tell of Srimati Radhika? How highest she is. Listen. Have so much high class of love and affection for Krishna that even Saptabhama Rukmini and the wives of Jadav at Mathura all wanted to take the feet dust of Krishna taken from the color, body color of gopis. Understand?
Mixed with the
they want to take the feet dust of Krishna, but that what kind of dust? Mixed with the color of gopis. Gopis body color kumkum.
Kumkum.
Should be mixed with that. And that they want to take on their head here. They want to be decorated but with this. So also they glorify gopis. A Vaishnava has told, like Prabodhananda Saraswati, Dat King Karish Bhausa, Khalukaha Kubani, Nityam Parasya Purushasya Sikhanda Mole, jasya kada rasnide visubhanu jaya tatkai likunj bhavanangan marjanishya. He is telling that, oh, I bow down to the palyadashis of Srimati Radhika. Why? Because they are standing on the door of kunj, where Srimati Radhika is lying down in man. She has told that, don't let come Krishna here. He will come in any way, but don't let him come in to me. Krishna came and was begging their mercy that I should be permitted to go to Radhika. But they checked Krishna there. Krishna is begging and doing pranam to gopis. I want to meet Krishna. But they are not giving order to meet them to Srimati Radhika. Who is Krishna? Supreme Personality of Godhead. But he is begging to gopis permission. And they are not giving permission. So I want to be a broomstick that will be used in brooming the kunja of Srimati Radhika. My life will be successful. So knowing all these things, Uttara heard from Sukadeva Goswami also the glories of Gopi. But she was not satisfied. So he wanted to hear all these glories of Gopis. And she wanted to be a Palladasi of Gopis. So how it can be? So he wanted to hear all these things. The greed was here. And the question was here, that he wanted to be the servants of, maid servant of Gopis. And he wanted to hear all these things. Because she was woman, she cannot be friend. She will not like to be a friend. She cannot take the mood of Kubja. She cannot take the mood of Devahuti. She cannot take the mood of Dwarka Mahishi because they are also wanting the food dust of gopis. Uddhav, never. Jagyapatni, Brahman Patni, Krishna cannot accept because they are wife of his guru. Maya Jashoda, she is mother. She has not so love, affection like Braj gopis. So he wanted to be, how to be? This was his question, really his heart, was wanting to hear all these things. So he questioned like this. She was very qualified devotee, Uttara. Otherwise, such a good question she could not have done. Parikshit knew. And he told him, her, the things which anyone cannot hear from ears. Yes. Very sacred things. Very sacred. But yet he told her mother. And we will discuss all these things later on in this. So his question was, I want to be like a gopi and to serve Radha and Krishna conjugal, especially bending towards Srimati Radhika. So he wanted to hear all these things. This is this
essence
of whole Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam has not come, appeared to this world to glorify Krishna. Never. To glorify whom? Gopi, especially Srimad Radhika to glorify. Krishna Prem Prayojan, and this Krishna Prem situates in Srimati Radhika in West, Mahabhav and like all. So she wanted to hear all these things. So this was his questions, hidden secret things. So you should give her medicine. twinkling, twinkling. Didn't so okay, powerful. Now, always be careful not to sleep. If you will sleep, you will lose. And never in whole life you will have like this. Never. So try to take everything note down here. Forever. And be very qualified devotees. Carefully, their life will be successful.
Ceux qui écoutent avec une attention soutenue, ils atteindront le but même de leur de l'existence. Leur vie sera une réussite.
It is in a style of very sweet story, but the effect of this, fruit of this, so high. Easily a man hearing from beginning to end, he can decide what kind of greed we should have. And he will never be fall down from Siddhant and devotional life.
En fait,
I have heard Rup Goswami Anyabhilashita Sunyam Gyan Karma Adhyanabhritam Anukullena Krishna Anuchilanam Bhakti Ruttama. This is Uttama Bhakti. Then there must be any impure or mixture of bhakti. We should try to differentiate impure bhakti, amalgamated bhakti, and pure bhakti. And we should try to take pure bhakti. Here from beginning, mixture of karma, mixture of gyan, mixture of yoga, and after that pure bhakti, then more pure bhakti, most pure bhakti, and after that he has explained all these things. So from beginning he is telling that once upon a time. But this fact is true, what he is telling. Once upon a time, on Prayag, where Ganga and Jamuna and Saraswati are mixing together, that is called Sangamasthal, where Rupa Goswami met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu afterward. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inspired all kinds of things, even Gopi Prem, in his heart. So that place, so many devotees, lakhs and lakhs, not less than 1 crore of devotees were there. Even today, not less than 20 lakhs and 40 lakhs every year. In the month of Magh, in winter season, all assembled there to take bath and to hear Harikatha. So all were assembled there.
Ten
nine. All the devotees, Narada was also there among them. It may be all kinds of, all the rishis and maharshis and devotees were assembled there. A discussion was going there that who is the most dear devotee of Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna. We want to know. And their devotion is, what kind of their devotion, which is highest love and affection. But they were not deciding. It was decided that Narada should tell, he should examine all kinds of bhakts, And then he should decide who is this, what?
Supermost.
Near and dear to Krishna. Narada was so happy and took his vinay. And he was searching who is the best devotees in this world or anywhere. In the meantime, he saw a very rich Brahmin. You know Brahmin? In India, high class of... In Varnashram Dharma, he is the highest. So Brahmin, having his Shalagram deity, he came to that Tirtha and he took bath in Sangamastari and he selected a place and with cow dung he
cleansed the area.
Cleansed the area. And a high place he kept his Shalagram. Gave some tent there.
Canopy
was there. And deity was so decorated. And because he was so much rich, so he brought so many servants, Brahmins. So many Brahmins were cooking, making, preparing prasadam, very delicious prasadam. And when he worshipped, hundreds of devotees began to chant Harinam, Harinam, do kirtan and dance, sing there. And Puran were
recited
there. Harikatha was also going. When he finished his arti and worshipping of his deity, delicious, so many kinds of Mahaprasad was given to Thakurji Naivedya, to Shalagram. And with arti kirtan, it was finished. After that, all the devotees coming to that place were Brahmins, actually, and devotees. They were seated in a separate place. And all others, Kshatriyas, Vaishya, they were separated. And those who were Shudra, they were separate seated. And Mahaprasad was given first to Brahmin devotees, then Kshatriya, Vaishya and all others. Even cows, crows, ants, all kinds of animals were distributed Mahaprasad. So thousands and thousands of devotees and undevotees, those who are not devotees. Even animals and birds were distributed this Mahaprasad. Now he was ready to go. He took his Thakurji in a box and kept in his neck round. And he was ready to go to his home. Narada came at once and began to dance. Oh, your life is successful. Indeed, you are dhanya. Dhanya means?
Successful or blessed.
Blessed. And he was praising that Brahmin. Your life is successful. Because you have served Thakurji. Who is this Thakurji? He told that he is God of gods. He can create this world. He can support and after that he can take all whole universe in him. Oh. Now I am saying that you are so much high class of devotees. You are dhanya. Your whole wealth is used in preparing prasadam. And you are distributing all Mahaprasadam. If Mahaprasad is rotten, taken by any crows or pig, hawks and dogs, even we should take that prasadam. If it has been brought from any other place, anyone has touched, Shudra has also touched, or dog has taken something, but yet it should be honored and as soon as you have, you should take it. It is like swam himself Bhagavan Krishna. So we should try to honor. Actually he was telling that, Narad was telling that, you are doing kirtan, archan, distributing mahaprasadam. This is the specialty of varnashram dharma. In India, Brahmins live with sadachar. Sadachar, they don't take eggs, wines, smoking, onion, and all things. They only take very pure things. Also, if they are married, they will never give up their wives. Their wives never will give up his husbands. They don't know what is divorce or anything. But here we can see, not only 1, 2, 3 times, but 20 times. If she divorcing 20 times, then he is recorded it and it should go in the book of
Guinness Book.
Guinness Book.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Guinness Record.
But India, now coming from foreign, they are importing all these things in India also. So all Brahmins used to do some worship of Krishna in the shape of shalagram, but always with sadachar. So we should be first varnashramachari. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked from Raya Ramananda, what is the sadhan sadhan? What he told? Varnashramacharata purushena parapuman Vishnu aradhyate panta nannatto tata. That being in varnashram dharma, following the rules and regulations. What are the rules and regulations? Chaste wife, chaste husband. Children will be alive. All should believe in Krishna, God. They should believe in Vedas, Upanishad and in Srimad Bhagavatam. To please Krishna, to please God, their main thing is that. They want to please by varnashram dharma. So first, Swamiji also wanted to establish varnashram dharma in Western countries. So first you should adopt all these things. Ladies should not try to divorce. Husbands should not try to divorce. Without doing sin, how they can enter in bhakti? Very hard. If divorcing 2 times, 3 times, 10 times, 20 times, more than that, it means they are nothing. Only this tilak and kanthi mala and outer shape will not save us. So we can also divorce Krishna. And they are divorcing. So we should follow varnashram dharma. Brahman was following that. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that, iho bhajya age kahar. It is
external
thing. Why? Because that Brahman was not pure devotees. He was taking tilak, but sometimes like this, sometimes like that, sometimes nothing. No? And he was not one-ended. And he has some worldly requirements from Krishna. My family should be okay. I should be happy. Oh, Krishna, give me bread and butter. Like this. So he has not left Annavilasita. He was not Annavilasita Shunya. So many requirements were there. Either he will want moksha or he will happiness in world or swarga. So it is outwardly. This Brahman had no any idea of Krishna Tattva, Bhakti Tattva, Jiva Tattva or anything. If you want to be pure devotee, then you will have to come across this varnashram dharma.
So, Narada was praising that he was worshipping Shalagram. And he was telling that his whole wealth and everything was for God. But why? Brahman told them, why you are praising me? I am not a devotee. Oh, you have spent so much money here, prasadam to all who are devotees, not devotees, even to animals, even to asses and dogs you have given, even to ants you have divided. And you are chanting Krishna name, and you are dancing in front of deities, so you are best devotee. Oh, don't tell me like, I am not the pure devotee. I am a very poor man. If you want to see a devotee, you can go to South India. There is a very big king there. Where? In Trivandrum. He was Sadachari. But what is Vaishnava Sadachari, you know? Istri Sangi Eka Sadhu Krishna Bhakta are. Those who are Vishai. Vishai means they may worship Shalagram or Giriraj or any deity, Radha Krishna, Gaur Nityananda, Jagannath Baldev. But mixing with Vishais. Try to associate with pure Vaishnava. This is the essence of all Vaishnava Sadachar. This Brahmin has some Sadachar, but not so like. He has no difference between the pure Vaishnava and Mayavadi or Vishai. If a tilak is given on the forehead of any ass, he will do pranam. Understand?
Yeah.
He has no difference here about Shuddha, pure bhakti and not pure bhakti. Only what he does, jat karoshi, jadashnashi, jajjohoshi, tapasyasi, jat tapasyasi, tad kanteya, kudusva madharapanam. This. What he does, what he takes, what he eats, what he cultivates, anything, he gives, offers to Krishna. It is for you. Please take it. But he has not often offered himself, his heart, solely to Krishna. Only some things, yat karoshi, jadashnashi, jajyoshu. This Brahman was of that type. So, he was karma mishra bhakta. Mixture was there. He was not pure devotee, but he was. But it is also something, Krishna's service, vasana is there. To serve Krishna, this tendency is in him. There is something, Laukiki Shraddha also here. He will do to pranam to all who are Mayavadi, Karmesha Nyasi, or anyone to all. And he will go to Shankar, he will go to all gods and goddesses, Durga, Kali, Mahakali, Bhadre, also to Krishna Ramchandra, also to Jagannath Puri he will go. He will go Badrinarayan everywhere, but not pure devotion. Somewhat is there. If it will be purified, then this bhakti will be. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told. Iho bhajya, aage kaha. So, Narada was not satisfied. He saw that he is offering his Mahaprasadam only, but he has not offered himself. There is no question of poor and rich person in devotion. There are so many rich persons, but they are not so high. If anyone poor like Vidur, Vidurani, like Pandavas in forest, nothing, penniless. Swami Maharaj also, penniless he came here. So it not depends on rich, it depends on heart. So our bhakti should be pure. So Brahmin has bhakti some, but what? Bhakti abhas, not Shuddha bhakti. We should not be satisfied by this, that anyone is doing archan and giving so much prasadam to all, khichari to all, and he takes delicious food himself and distributing khichari to all. This is not pure devotion and bhakti. I know so many persons, devotees are always eager to distribute khichari mahaprasadi. But they will not take khichari that. What they will take? Very delicious. Gajar.
Gajar halwa.
And badam.
Kheer.
Kheer. Butter, ghee, cheese and all these things. Mahaprasad. And after they will be fat and after they will require something and they will fall down. So we should not. So he was not pure Vaishnava. But yet some bhakti was there. In night they changed this cloth.
Saffron cloth.
And also they struck the business is of drug. What is drug? Drug business. Devotees should not do all these things. They should be very character.
Good character.
And always they should be in Sadachar. So tries to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There was a bona fide Vaishnava, Haridas, Choto Haridas, a small Haridas. One day he brought some rice from any old lady for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When Mahaprasadam was cooked and Mahaprabhu came and he saw the beautiful rice, he asked, "Oh, from where you collected so good and sweet rice? Oh, Choto Haridas Thakur has begged from anyone, from any old lady of 84. Oh, he has gone. He knew something. There was something. Oh, from today he cannot come to me. I don't want to see his face. He has become devotee like Brahmachari. And he wants to speak with ladies here and there to laugh and to make joke with them. He should go to there. I don't want to see." He never accepted him. Even Nityananda Prabhu, Sarup Damodar Raya Ramananda, and all told Nityananda Prabhu himself. But he was never. At last he went to Prayag this and left his body, jumping in Jamuna and Ganges. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu never accepted him. So you should always remind. If you are something in heart and something outside, Mahaprabhu knows everything, he is all-knowing. So be very careful. If you want Krishna Prem, to the service of Krishna you want. So, after that, Narad went to South India. And he saw that beautiful kingdom was there. When he entered in the kingdom, he was far away from the town where this king was and his deity was. He wondered how beautiful kingdom is. Everyone here happy. All are chanting. All has tilak and kanthi mala. And all are chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. And everyone telling, "Oh, come on, I will give you prasad. You should do prasad seva here." Gradually he came nearer to that town. He heard that sounds of ghanta,
gong,
and kirtan dhvani, the
Sound of kirtan.
Sound of kirtan, mridanga and all other things. Oh, where it is going on? Nar becomes so enthusiastic, and he carefully took his veena and entered the temple and saw that all thousands of devotees are seeing, looking, that taking darshan of deities, and all are dancing and chanting and singing. He became so wonderful. Who is that king? Who is the main servant of Krishna? There, Krishna in the shape of Karna Abdeshai Vishnu, lying down, and from three doors, devotees take darshan of that deity. And from his
navel,
a Padma lotus is coming on. On that Brahma is there. And he is doing Brahmanda and everything. The scenery is there. So, he came to that king and began to tell, O king, the servant of Krishna, Padmanabha, your life is successful. I have never seen a devotee like you. And he began to pray so much. Everywhere I am seeing, from all the, over the countries, the devotees used to come, and without any price, any cost, all are taking Mahaprasadam everywhere. There is a chhatra. Chhatra means a place where free of cost, Mahaprasad is distributed. There is no king like that. That is why you will have to pay something for Mahaprasadam here. But if a king like that, then he would have done management that anyone has nothing to pay, and their cost of journey and Mahaprasadam, lodging, hosting, everything would be free. So that king was like that. He prepared delicious Mahaprasadam, not only khichdi. Here, what kind of Mahaprasadam? Laddu, puri, kachaudi, halwa, mahanbhav, khichdi, all kinds of sweetest, rabdi, peda, everything was there, and freely distributed to all devotees. And all were so happy. So he was praying that, oh, you are most dear to Krishna. You are so high class of devotees. I have never seen in my life a devotee. Actually, Narada has never seen like this. Oh, he is so tricky. He wants to discover the highest and nearest, dearest devotee of Krishna. So he is praising him. There is something to praise. Bhaktivinoda, Srila Rupa Goswami has also told, Krishna iti jasya gring tang manasatriyeta. Dikshasti cheta pranatabhishya bhajanti misham susursya bhajana vigyamananya manna nindadishu hirdhima prati shankala. You should always try to honor all devotees who are chanting, who are worshipping, who are doing any kind of Krishna service. A little bhakti is there, even avash is there. He is doing namavash even. You should do pranam to him by mind. And those who are doing pure name, just should do pranam and also serve them. And if a devotee of high class, not criticizing anyone, no envy to anyone, not criticizing anything. Always he is observed in Krishna Bhakti, in Ashtakaliya Leela, always remembering pastimes of Krishna, sweetly singing the name of Krishna, and being in Vrindavan, or by mind even in Vrindavan, following very rasic Vaishnavas, then you should give up your whole thing in the lotus feet of that kind of Vaishnava. Then you are pure devotee. So we should try to be like this. Otherwise, how we can be devotees? So try to take all these essence of bhaktis in you, then I will think that even one person will be collected. I will think that, oh, my coming to Western countries is successful. And you are successful, your life is also successful. Dhanya you are, dhanya you are. All you should. Munindra bindabandite
loka shoka harini prasanna vandra bhangraje mekonja bhuvilasini prajendra bhanu nandini prajendra sunsangrate kadakarishya sihama pripakadakshya bhaja.
You all devotees should collect these two songs, especially these two, Monindra Banda Bandite and Namami Nanda Nandanam, Gauranga Balita Have Pulakasari, all these things. Also, Gaur Aarti. Now, Gaur Aarti will going on. Be ready at once. And Shamkirtan also. You can learn. First, Bande Aham Sri Guru Sri Yudhapada Kamalam Sri Guru Nubaishnavansya Sri Rupam Shakrajatam Sahakana Raghunathanitam Tam Sajivam Shadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna. This only one sloka will do for all. So something we should do. Then we are devotee, not only by name of devotee. We should try to follow. I think if you will practice in 7 days all these things, forever you will learn and you will be practicing whole long life. So try to learn something.